Be present.
I'm Dr. Donna Hamilton. Let's begin by becoming fully present. As you gently warm up, take a moment to notice what is happening in your body right now. You may be vividly aware of certain body parts and unaware of others. You may notice that there are parts of your body that feel warm, flexible, strong, and energized. There may be parts of your body that feel cold, tight, weak, empty, sluggish, or uncomfortable. As you continue moving or simply focusing on your breath, you will find it easy to answer the following questions with the first thought that comes to your mind. Keep in mind that there are no right or wrong answers to these questions. On a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being optimal, how much vitality are you experiencing right now? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much awareness do you have in your feet and legs? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much awareness do you have in the front of your pelvis? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much awareness do you have in the front of your solar plexus? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much openness do you experience in your heart? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much awareness do you have in your spinal column? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much awareness do you have in your head? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much attention is in your organs and inner body? On a scale of 0 to 10, how much attention is in your skin and outer body? As you answer these questions, you are increasing your body integration and your capacity to experience consistent states of health, vitality, and well-being. Your dreams and wishes come true when you are fully embodied, grounded in reality, and empowered by your clear, focused thoughts. Your feet, legs, and pelvis provide the foundation for your physical body and your life. When you are aware of the earth and your relationship to it, you are grounded. Just as a lamp needs to be plugged into an outlet to stream electricity, you need to be grounded in order to stream your body's full energy, health, and vitality. When you are grounded, you are plugged into the moment, prepared to accomplish goals, experience good health, and manage financial stability. One symptom of becoming ungrounded is that you can be overwhelmed by problems and over-involved with the incessant talking in your mind. Bring your awareness to the bottoms of your feet and your contact with the earth. Feel your heels, the arches of your feet, the balls of your feet, and your toes. Feel the ligaments, tendons, and muscles of your feet. Make a deliberate connection to your feet and the ground. Feel the stability of the earth beneath you. Experience your feet, legs, and pelvis supporting you. Your unconscious mind cannot tell the difference between something vividly imagined and actually experienced. Researchers have demonstrated that trained athletes visualizing shooting a basketball proficiently get results equivalent to or better than those practicing on the court. Use your imagination as you do the following exercise. Imagine roots, like the roots of a strong, healthy tree, connecting the base of your spine to the rich, moist earth. Imagine these roots moving through the soil on the bedrock of the earth, all the way down toward the molten core. These roots are your grounding cord. Set an intention that this grounding cord will release any physical, mental, or emotional patterns you are ready to get rid of. Bring your awareness to the bottoms of your feet. Imagine that you have flexible roots extending from the bottoms of your feet, going down into the moist, rich earth, which is constantly recycling energy. Allow this rich earth energy, often seen in fall colors, such as brown, red, green, orange, or gold. Experience this energy flowing up through the roots at the bottoms of your feet, through the floor of your pelvis, and back down your grounding cord. That's right, the rich earth energy is now flowing up through the roots at the bottoms of your feet, through your legs, through the floor of the pelvis, and down your grounding cord at the base of your spine. Set an intention that your grounding cord is releasing any impediments to your ability to be present and focused. Set an intention that you are finding it easier and easier to stay stable, centered in your body, and grounded throughout your day. Gently observing your grounded body. On a scale from 0 to 10, how rooted to the earth do you feel right now? We're going to bring our attention to the breath of life. Fundamental healing takes place with the breath. The way you breathe reflects the way you receive nourishment and abundance. Shallow breathing deadens the body and clouds the mind because it reduces the energy flow throughout the body. With each full breath, you have the opportunity to breathe in health and vitality. With each full breath, you have the opportunity to release stagnant energies and toxins. As you breathe in, feel the lower abdomen expand as though a balloon were filling. Experience that same full breath expanding the solar plexus and chest all the way up to your collarbone. As you breathe out, feel the abdominal muscles gently relax. As you continue breathing, imagine you're in a sea of vital energies. With each inhale, you're filling every cell, tissue, and organ with this powerful healing energy. With each exhale, you are naturally releasing physical, mental, and emotional imbalances. Take a few minutes to continue observing the breath. Your skin is the largest organ of your body. We breathe not only through our mouth and nose, but through the pores in our skin. Turn the dial up on your energy by breathing in through your mouth or nose and through all the pores of your body. Notice what's happening in your body and mind. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much vitality are you experiencing right now? Another important concept in physical healing is that of charge and discharge. just as a battery must be charged with electricity in order to work, we consciously or unconsciously participate in charging our bodies with energy. We charge our bodies with energy through our breath, the food we eat, positive thoughts, sounds, exercise, and feelings. We discharge energy as we exhale, exercise, perspire, communicate, sing, or release toxins through the skin or excretory system. A healthy individual experiences a balance of charge and discharge. An undercharged individual can appear thin, frail, and depleted. Emotionally wounded individuals may unconsciously train themselves to take in very little physical charge or energetic nourishment. These undercharged individuals can be prone to fatigue and immune system challenges. Overcharged people can appear large, muscular, or overweight. They tend to hold energy and inadequately discharge in order to feel a protective buffer or sense of being insulated and above their fears. Some individuals will have parts of their body overcharged, while other parts can be undercharged. For example, a person could have a full chest and thin legs. Another person could have large hips and a bony chest. Overcharge can cause congestion, inflammation, and stagnation in organs, as well as a tendency to hold on to body fat. Undercharged people need to emphasize grounding, inhaling deeply and fully, savoring their food, listening to inspirational music, and appreciating the beauty of nature. Overcharged people need to emphasize grounding, exhaling fully, letting go, and acknowledging feelings of vulnerability. The exercises provided in this program will naturally support you in balancing charge and discharge throughout your body. Let's practice charging and discharging. Focus on the bottoms of your feet. Experience your weight connecting to the earth. Feel rich earth energy streaming up your legs, through the floor of the pelvis, and down your grounding cord at the base of your spine. Turn the dial up on your energy by focusing on deep, full breaths and imagining breathing in and out through all the pores of your body. Expand the abdomen on the inhale, and exhale fully through the floor of the pelvis, down the grounding cord, and out the bottoms of the feet. Feel the earth supporting you. Every exhale can symbolize letting go of the past and unwanted physical, mental, and emotional patterns. Each inhale can represent a new beginning in which you are fully present, charge of your life. As the music plays, breathe deeply, drawing in nourishment from the breath and the sound of the music. Visualize being in a beautiful place in nature. Imagine receiving energy or charge from the earth and the sun. Feeling yourself charging your body with energy from nature, from the sun, the earth, trees, and plants. Charge your body with faith and positive expectation. Feel this natural energy filling every cell in your body. Feel the energy restoring health, vitality, and balance. Now notice how you are discharging and letting go. On each exhale, focus on releasing tension from all parts of your mind and body. Relax your jaw, release your shoulders, and open your heart. As you relax, notice that it is getting easier and easier to let go of old patterns of stress and tension. On a scale of 0 to 10, how easy is it to charge and discharge the energy in your body? Your emotional centers or feeling centers are located in the front of the pelvis, solar plexus, and heart. Resistance to pain creates a shell that separates you from the deeper parts of yourself and from others. Body armor is the term used to describe the muscular rigidities that are created to avoid the experience of emotional pain and even pleasure. A defensive person typically has armored feeling centers. Cut off from the warmth of the deeper self, they often feel the need to look good and be right. Warm relationships and the capacity for intimacy begin with our ability to experience our true feelings. Living solely in our heads, we become disconnected from the compassion of our hearts and the fire in our bellies. The armored abdomen, solar plexus, and heart contribute to emotional coldness, isolation, depression, and loneliness. Armored feeling centers send a signal to others that we are not emotionally available. As the lower abdomen softens and the breath warms the lower belly, solar plexus, and heart, you can attune to your intuition and your emotional nature. When you attune to the warmth of your emotional nature, you can communicate meaningfully with others. Being grounded, fully charged, and connected to your feeling centers reduces the need for external stimulation, addictive substances, and unhealthy relationships. Breathe into the pelvis, solar plexus, and heart. Allow a smile to come to your lips as you experience warmth filling the front of your body. Imagine your heart opening fully. Create a warm flame glowing in your heart. With each inhale, experience this flame becoming warmer and brighter, filling your entire chest. With each exhale, send appreciation and the blessings of your heart to yourself. Imagine going through this day loving and appreciating yourself and sending the same positive feelings to others. Imagine being fully receptive to the pleasures of life. Imagine experiencing high self-esteem, loving relationships, beautiful surroundings, physical comfort, money, good food, and plenty of time to pursue your goals. On a scale from 0 to 10, how open are your feeling centers? On a scale from 0 to 10, how willing are you to stay open to the pleasure and even the pain of life? Bring your attention to your shoulders and upper back. A slight adjustment in the shoulders can make the difference between high self-esteem and confidence and shame or discouragement. Hunched shoulders fold over the chest. This postural collapse can be a contributing factor in depression. It can also interrupt the natural flow of energy to the heart, lungs, chest, and other vital organs of the body. hunched shoulders can also signal feelings of being chronically burdened with too much responsibility. As the back muscles pull the shoulders back and down, you can breathe deeply and experience heightened feelings of self-esteem and confidence. Bring your shoulders up to your ears and down several times. As you breathe deeply, roll your shoulders back and down. Feel yourself engaging your back muscles and relaxing your shoulders. Imagine that magical hands are lifting all burdens off your shoulders and that you are free to readily and easily accomplish your goals. Bring your attention to the spinal column. The number one key to success is an aligned will and self-discipline. A strong spine engages and supports a strong will. Individuals with a fully engaged will have the power to face challenges and accomplish their goals. Imagine a column of radiant light filling the base of your spine and flowing up the center of the spinal column and fountaining out the top of your head. Experience that column of light engaging your will and discipline. Think about a goal you want to accomplish. Feel what you will be seeing, hearing, sensing, having accomplished that goal. Briefly contemplate an action plan for achieving that goal. Contemplate what you'll be doing today to support the accomplishment of that goal. Commit to writing down your goals and having an action plan. Experience your will and self-discipline enhanced by these powerful exercises. Feel the power and the joy of doing the work necessary to achieve success in all areas of life. As the radiant energy flows through the center of your spinal column, imagine rich earth energy flowing up the roots of the bottoms of the feet, through the legs, the floor of the pelvis, and down the grounding cord at the base of the spine. You are now running earth and radiant light energy. When we unconsciously repress strong emotions, the jaw often tightens. Open your jaw as wide as is comfortable as you continue breathing deeply. Gently rotate your neck. In just a moment, but not yet, I will ask you to repeat the sound VAH, V-A-H, three times in a low, resonant voice. Done correctly, you can feel the vibration coming from the lower abdomen and out through the throat. Ready, breathing in deeply. One more time, breathing in deeply. Tight eyes tend to appear wary and pensive. They focus on what is immediate rather than the big picture. Individuals with soft eyes and an expansive gaze can have a broader view of themselves and life. Let a smile come to your face as you blink your eyes. And now soften your eyes. Look around and see your surroundings. Notice any positive details you may have missed. Set an intention that you are seeing the good and the beautiful in yourself, your environment, and in others. Bring your attention to the activity of the mind. The mind is always active, offering up endless thoughts, positive, negative, or neutral. Thoughts trigger emotions, sensations, and biochemical responses in the body. Identify with thought. We can be distracted by unfinished business or regrets from the past or fears about the future. Here is a simple exercise which harnesses the power of simply witnessing your thoughts objectively. Be aware of your present environment. At the same time, place an imaginary screen in front of you. Bring your attention to the sensations in your body. When a thought arises, put it on that screen. Say thought and bring your awareness to your open heart and the breath moving in and out of your body. It doesn't matter what that inner voice is saying, just witness it and put it on the screen. Notice what it feels like to witness thought rather than get overly involved in thinking. Allow yourself to continue attuning to your body and placing thoughts on the screen in front of you. Notice that you can keep your awareness on the breath and your open heart while simply witnessing thoughts without becoming involved in them. In order to attract abundance, you must feel abundant. In order to attract loving relationships, you must be loving and receptive to love. In order to accomplish a goal, you must be the person who feels as though that goal is already accomplished. You have over 100 billion neurons in your brain. Let's set an intention for today. What goal do you want to focus all of this power and attention on? Imagine what you will be seeing, hearing, and feeling as you accomplish your goal. Press your thumbs and index fingers together to anchor that positive state. You are the person who has already accomplished this goal. As you stay grounded and open to the flow of energy throughout your body, you are receptive to the goodness of life. If you feel stressed, tired, or uninspired, connect to the earth, breathe deeply, open your heart, and connect to these rivers of energy. You will find that each time you listen to this program, it will become easier and easier to be fully present and as a result, accomplish all of your goals. As this body integration workout comes to a close, set an intention that throughout this day, you will be present and connected to the vitality in your body. You will feel the openness and warmth in your heart and the clarity of your mind. You will connect with the underlying stillness that nourishes all life. We at New Vistas International wish you a wonderful day.
New Vistas International, LLC, is a certified training organization based in Reno, Nevada, that offers professional programs designed for people who wish to obtain education and certification in the profession of counseling, hypnotherapy, NLP, and life coaching. Our programs are available both in person and online. In addition to supporting a professional practice, NBI's programs have proven extremely useful for people currently in a counseling profession who may wish to expand their existing skills, and for people in a healing profession who wish to add advanced counseling or NLP techniques to their offerings. NBI's training programs are also appropriate for those interested in their personal self-development, and our offering includes classes for those interested in self-mastery, CEU credits, and specialization. While there is a distinct spiritual underpinning to the core resource-building approach within the PAWS model, no particular faith or spiritual inclination is needed to utilize and benefit from our programs. Please note, the PAWS material is not designed to diagnose illness or replace the guidance of your healthcare professionals. It can augment and enhance your personal path to wholeness. Thank you for listening. This recording is part of a copyrighted set of work by New Vistas International, all rights reserved. Please visit our PAWS website for more information. You can find us online at p-a-u-s-e.com.